You're listening to the Bryant Land Country Podcast, hosted by AB3.
April showers brings May flowers, except in fucking Wisconsin, where it's 39 degrees and rainy, and it seems like the rain is nowhere in sight. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Bryant Land Country Podcast, the bonus eps, as I like to call these. This bonus episode is going to be about me and my turkey hunt. I finally got on the board. I'm your host, AB3. Forgot to mention that, you know, do the whole spiel. Welcome to the Bryant Land Country Podcast. I am your host, AB3. I'm still in Wisconsin because I'm working on the NBA playoffs. Bucks are in the playoffs, but I had some time on Wednesday and some time today being Thursday. But I had some time on Wednesday and Thursday, and I was going to go turkey hunting here in Wisconsin with a fellow by the name of Matt Rayleigh. Shout out to Hideaway Hollow Outfitters. Hideaway Hollow Outfitters was the outfit that took me on my turkey hunt. My guide, Matt Rayleigh, we met at 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning. I had just finished working the playoff game here in Milwaukee. Took a 2.5, was said, GPS said it was 2:45. Probably took me like 2.5. So, I mean, literally, people, I got off work at about 10:30. I probably got to my apartment at probably about 11 p.m. I was in my apartment, had to do some light packing, and then got to bed probably about midnight, and then had to jump right back up, be out of here by 1:30 a.m. to meet him at 4 a.m. So we can get set up and go on our hunt. Took a little quick power nap, got in the old Ram, head up to Missoni, Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure I mispronounced that, but it's Marathon County here in Wisconsin. Got up there, met Matt. We talked for a little bit, and we got to the spot, got set up. And like I said, it was 39 degrees. It was raining, pretty miserable. Not exactly what you would call ideal turkey hunting weather, but, you know, Matt and I talked. He had scouted. He put a bird to bed the other night, or actually the night before, and he called me up and he said, you know, I got a pretty good idea what we're going to do in the morning. If that doesn't work, we'll try something else. I said, okay, cool. So we got in, got set up, got the blinds set up. You know, it was a beautiful scenery though. You know, it was a farm out there in Marathon County. You know, it was great always to see the sunrise out there, even though it was cold as a motherfucker. I mean, it was still great, you know, to see the sunrise, to see the scenery. We were in a cornfield, birds roosted behind us in a little bit of woods, and sun came up at 5:47 a.m. At roughly probably about 6, a little after 6 a.m., hen comes down, comes stepping through. She starts to feed in the corn, and then probably about 3 minutes later, the tom that was with her comes stepping down. Everything's quiet, silent. I mean, I think we probably hit the call maybe like once or twice, but these birds came in. Quiet is kept. Hen started feeding. The tom was a little bit straggling behind her, and he started feeding a little bit. We turned around, got my shotgun, and then was just kind of trying to make sure, you know, I had a good shot, because this was my third turkey hunting season. You know, I didn't do came away empty-handed in Kansas. Came away empty-handed at home in Georgia, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't come away empty-handed this time. You know, I didn't want to – honestly, I didn't want to let myself down, but I didn't want to let Matt down either, because he put in the work to help get me in a good spot. You know, this is what we worked for, what he worked for, and then, you know, he put me in a good spot. So I didn't want to, you know, fuck it up for him. So taking my time, getting the shot ready. And so I'm sitting there, bird kind of starts making a turn, and he popped his head up, and as soon as he popped his head up, boom, let the old Mossberg 935 go. And down went the bird. He started flopping and everything. Man, it was a great experience. I got the video posted on my Instagram, officialbryantland.com. Official Bryantland. At Official Bryantland on Instagram. Sorry, folks. It's late at night when I'm recording these, so I'm not as polished as you would say I would be normally. But bird goes down, you know, we go over there, we take pictures, we check it out. Bird's flopping a little bit, but, you know, trying to hold on to that last little bit of breath. Lets it go. And your boy, AB3, is on the board with his first turkey of the 2019 turkey season. I can't tell you how excited and how ecstatic I am about that, man. I mean, like I said, I didn't succeed in Kansas. I didn't succeed in Georgia. But here in Wisconsin, on a cold, rainy, sucky Wisconsin morning, I put a bird down, my first bird of the 2019 season. If you saw the picture that I posted on my Instagram to let you guys know that the bonus eps, another bonus episode is up. The picture that I used, you saw me and I had on the Hey Turkey t-shirt. I've told the story in past podcasts about how I had a guy that I was hunting, or a guy that I was in camp with, that told me about, you know, saying Hey Turkey in order to be able to shoot a turkey or whatever. Well, I got a shirt. Now, you probably saw it in the picture. If you took the link from the picture to get to this bonus episode, why don't you go on over to Bryantland Shop, Bryant-Land Shop, and get you a Hey Turkey t-shirt. We got all kind of other merchandise. We got hats. We got t-shirts. You guys need to just go on over there, purchase you a Hey Turkey t-shirt. It'll be great to finish out turkey season. Go ahead and get you one right now. All right, coming up on Monday's episode, when the Bryantland Country Podcast normally drops, I will be talking to Josh Honeycutt, a writer and photographer, videographer for Realtree. He does good work for Realtree, has his own blog. I will be talking to him on Monday. Then coming up, I will have Brandon Goodwin from The Hunting Student doing some really cool things as far as getting information and getting stuff out to new hunters. And then this past week, I had a chance to talk to Lance Kruger. Lance Kruger is a wildlife photographer, probably one of the top whitetail photographers in the country, in the world, quite possibly, because he takes some really, really badass photos. So I had a great conversation with him. That's probably going to be split up into two parts. So, I mean, we got some great guests coming up pretty soon here on the Bryantland Country Podcast. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this bonus episode up. But before I wrap it up and get out of here, just want to remind you guys, make sure you go check out the episode for this week that dropped, Blood, Sweat, and Gears with Lafayette. Great fellow from the great state of South Carolina. We had a really cool conversation. So make sure you check out the Blood, Sweat, and Gears episode of the Bryantland Country Podcast. That is available now wherever you consume your podcasts. Like I said, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you for continuing to support the Bryantland Country Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this bonus eps. And make sure you come back on Monday for a brand spanking new episode of the Bryantland Country Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Bryantland Country Podcast, hosted by AB3. Please leave us a positive review and 5-star rating on iTunes. Be sure to check out our podcast section on our website, bryantlandcountry.com, for previous podcasts. Check us out on Instagram at Official Bryantland and Twitter at 3Bryantland. This has been an AB3 Media production. Join us next time for another edition of the Bryantland Country Podcast.